folks, don't ask dumbass questions.
Sheriff, you mentioned the gun. Do we know how the suspect got a hold of the weapon?
Car burglaries.
Car burglaries. Ain't that right? All the gun laws we got in place didn't prevent it, did it? Neither will any new ones. Because here's the fact. The bad guy's going to get a gun no matter what law you have put in place. Folks, don't ask dumbass questions. And Andy...
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to the next episode of the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. Thank you for joining me this week. You just listened to a sheriff in Florida. I think it was in Ocala, Florida, who spelled it out absolutely 150% correct. Gun laws are not stopping gun violence, nor will new gun laws, because they're criminals. To me, it doesn't take that a rocket scientist to figure out that that's going to happen. To the left, that's the easy answer. Just ban guns. But like I said last week, you want to ban guns? Take them away from liberals. Watch gun violence go down tremendously. It's not the conservatives. It's not the everyday American that is breaking the law with guns. It is the out of control, out of their mind liberals. They are being brainwashed. They have a mental illness. And this is what the gun control issue is. It's mental illness. It's not the gun's fault. It's not the bullet's fault. It's the individual. And when we start realizing that, and I mean really, really start putting effort into that, because I know the Democrats realize this. They know it's not the gun's fault. If the guns were the problem, we wouldn't have a country anymore. There'd be nobody here. We'd all be killing. We would have all killed each other by now. There are so many guns in the homes of law-abiding citizens. If it was the gun's fault, we'd be all dead. It's the individual. But until the Democrats stop with their asinine assault weapon ban, gun ban, nothing is going to change. But, you know, after every mass shooting, which again, you have to honestly ask yourself, why were there no mass shootings under Trump? Or even if there were, they were very, very minimal. Nothing like it is today. It's because of the Democrat policies. You have to realize this, Democrats. You have to realize that the policy of the party you are following, the policies that they are creating and trying to enact, they're not for your benefit. They are put into place so they can gather more control. They can have more power over you and I. It's not hard to see when you actually open your eyes. But that is not what we are talking about this week. This past week, I had a listener, Caleb from Texas. He asked me, Tom, hey, love the show. I have a question for you, though. Why are there so many UFO sightings already in 2023? It seems like they are outpacing every year previous. Why do you think that is? Well, Caleb, I'm going to tell you my thoughts on it. And it's a two answers to that question. We're going to talk about that. And then I have to talk to you real quickly about this Afghanistan debacle, the withdrawal of Afghanistan. I'm sure you've heard the news that, you know, a very quote-unquote nonpartisan organization gave their findings, and oh boy, surprised what they found out. We're going to talk about that. Again, I'm trying to keep these shows about a half hour. I'm still not feeling well. I don't know what's going on. I've got 9 days before I leave the country for a week, and I need to start feeling better. But I've also noticed that half hour, 40 minutes is really, really a good time, I think. I a lot of people have contacted me and said, hey, you know, you might want to keep it at that. So I'm going to try and keep these shows about, I'll keep them about 30 to 40 minutes, and we'll see how those go. So we are going to take a quick break. So what I need you to do, sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. The 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal. Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023, the world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. Learn more about ghosts and all things paranormal, Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija board, spirituality, psychic readings, intuition, witchcraft, tarot, mediums. Learn Michigan lore and its haunted history. Listen and have a private seance. There's gallery readings, oddities, all-day speakers, demonstrations, and presenters. There will be prizes and giveaways and so much more. A weekend pass for the event is only $100. A one-day pass is $65. Any add-on special event is $25. And the world-famous Haunted Halls and Magical Marketplace is only $5. November 4th and November 5th, 2023, at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. And when you get there, tell them you heard about this on The Paranormal Patriot. Back, and as I mentioned before, I received an email from Caleb in Texas wanting to know why in 2023 we have so many more UFO sightings on file than we have any other year. And that's a hard question to answer because there's a lot of different possibilities. First off, Caleb, one of the reasons is everybody has a phone with a camera on it. Before, these people that were catching these UFOs, they either had to have a camera with them or a big video camera with them. And it wasn't very, you know, it wasn't very feasible and very logical to be doing that unless you're purposely going out looking for UFOs. But nowadays you have a camera, you have a video camera right in your pocket that you have on demand 24/7 essentially. So that is one of the reasons why. Now my question is, we have the James Webb Telescope. Now, granted, that's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of technology, but we can see other planets. We can't get a clear picture of a UFO or a Bigfoot or a ghost or a cryptid. There's some questions that need to be answered on that. But secondly, a lot of the UFO sightings we see, and trust me, I see a bunch of them. People send them to me all the time. A lot of them are CGI. They're Photoshop. They're fake. The problem is it's getting almost impossible to differentiate between what is real and what is generated. I mean, stop and think about it. It wasn't that long ago that in order to put CGI, I mean, a CGI that is realistic looking was out of reach financially for most people. Major movie studios were the only ones that really had it. Nowadays, you can download Photoshop or a CGI program to your phone and do this. So it is becoming very attainable and very affordable. So a lot of these quote-unquote sightings we see, those are nothing but computer-generated images. How do you differentiate? Well, you have to go and you have to have it analyzed, and that costs money too, and most people have no money to do that. But then there is the option that maybe we are seeing more UFOs now because there are more in the skies. That is a possibility. Maybe, just maybe, we are getting prepared for contact. In my opinion, I don't think that's the case. I really don't. I don't think they're ready yet. Or let me rephrase that. I don't think we are ready yet, and they know that. Now, there is a theory out there that this is all being perpetuated by Project Bluebeam and the government. And it's a diversionary tactic. That's why they're putting out all this information about UFOs, about how we don't know exactly what they are. We know they're not ours, but we don't think they're in other countries. And that just leads one example, that it's something we don't know. I think there's more credence to that theory than the theory that there's more UFO sightings because there's more UFOs in the sky. I think, you know, our government has become, well, they become extremely proficient in the art of diversionary tactics. Look over here while we do this. Look there that way while we do this behind the scenes. They have become masters of diversionary tactics like that. And they take advantage of it at every turn they can. If something is going to make one party look bad, well, we're going to just do this. Look at 9/11. You know, the day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld came out and said, yeah, we don't know where $1 trillion went. And all of a sudden, next day, 9/11 occurs, and nobody talks about this. You know, look at everything that's going on in the Biden administration. If there's something that is going to make the Biden administration or the Democrats look bad, you're guaranteed to have a diversionary story that will cover up the story that makes the Bidens or the Democrat Party look bad. I mean, quite honestly, I would venture to say that is more of the reason than anything else. You know, right now, it seems like the world is infatuated with UFOs, and it's because the government has come out and done a soft disclosure. I think that's all by design. I think every time we have a major incident, again, there's a diversionary tactic. And one of the best diversionary tactics has been UFOs. Let's talk about UFOs. Let's bring up UFOs. Let's put a story out that a fighter pilot, a retired U.S. Navy fighter pilot, says every day he was in the air flying, he saw squadrons of UFOs. There wasn't a day that went by that he didn't see a UFO went up in the sky. But whatever the cause is for the uptick in sightings, I'm going to tell you right now, UFOs exist. Aliens exist. Now, where I don't know, I grew up thinking they came from another planet because that's what I've been taught. I mean, that was the hypothesis since UFO sightings began in 1947, as they came from another planet, another solar system. I'm beginning to believe now that they are ultra-dimensional. They're coming from a parallel universe, and maybe they are us in a different timeline. And hell, there's even or theories that they're time travelers and they are humans from the future. Whatever it is, just know UFOs are real. I don't think there is as big of an uptick as we are being led to believe, again, because of the CGI aspects of it. And I believe the government is diverting us from what is really going on, and they're finding any way to do so. And again, UFOs seem to be a great diversion. So let me know what you think. Now, before I give you the email address, just know that my email address will be changing very, very, very soon. I don't know what it will be. As of now, it is still ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. But send me your thoughts, or go to the Paranormal Patriot podcast page on Facebook or the ParaP podcast on Twitter. Let me know what you think. The Paranormal Facebook page, Carl, you do a great job sending stuff in. Danielle, the feedback I get on that page is better than any of the feedback I got on my old Facebook page. So keep it up. Keep sending the ideas. Keep commenting. Keep sending the stories to the page. I truly appreciate it. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we do, or when we come back, I should say, we are going to talk about this Afghanistan pullout response. This is ridiculous. This is partisan politics at its worst. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Have you thought about getting into crypto? Are you oblivious on where to start or even what to do? Hit up the Bitcoin pro Jay Motley to help you get started on the path to a better financial situation for free. No hidden fees, no charges, just guidance. Go to bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and get started today. Again, that's bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and tell them W sent you.
Wrong, 'cause I wondered all winter if we had fixed it in the fall, if we could ever be more than just flowers in the spring. Wish I could take it back, think I said something I don't mean. 'Cause seasons change and I miss you so. Time keeps moving but it feels so slow. Stuck in this heat but it feels so cold. And I still wonder what we could be if I didn't leave him in the summer.
Okay, we all know the 2021 Afghan pullout of, well, when the troops were pulled out of Afghanistan in 2021, we know that it was a massive debacle, was handled horribly. You and I could have done better than that. Well, apparently, I didn't even know they were looking into this, but the White House did an official review of the Afghan debacle, and they just released its first after-action review of this quote-unquote withdrawal, and surprise, they took no responsibility for its role in the rushed evacuation that was marred by 13 U.S. soldiers that were killed by a suicide bomber, not even including the hundreds of Afghans. So as National Security Council spokesman John Kirby took questions from reporters about the 12-page document, which, just to let you know, was released moments before he met the media, in perfect President Biden form, he refused to answer any questions. He slipped out of the front door of the White House to a waiting helicopter to go on vacation yet again. This is all that man does. Now, here's the surprise. If you can believe this, the White House review blamed former President Donald Trump's administration for pledging to the Taliban that the U.S. would leave Afghanistan by May 2021 as part of the Doha Agreement. Now, this is a move that supposedly left his successor no options but to pull American forces out. In fact, the deal also gave the U.S. the right to withdraw from the accord if Afghan peace talks failed, which they did. Now, according to the document, I will quote this document and what it says. It says, during the transition from the Trump administration to the Biden administration, the outgoing administration provided no plans for how to conduct the final withdrawal or to evacuate Americans and Afghan allies. It went on to say, there were no such plans in place when President Biden came to office, even with the agreed upon full withdrawal just over 3 months away. So here's the thing. Biden took office in late January of 21, I believe. The withdrawal of the American forces out of Afghanistan happened in May of 21, I believe. I believe that was. It might be a little later. I'm not sure of the dates. But we know it was in 21. So you're telling me in all that time, the Biden administration could not come up with a plan to withdraw U.S. forces? And the Afghan allies, I can tell you right now, the first thing you do is you get the people out of there. Then you get the equipment out of there. The last to leave is the military. But they had it ass backwards. They got the military out, didn't take any of the people, left the equipment. That's their answer. Now, in a sign of the administration's priorities, the name Trump is mentioned 14 times during this document, or in this document, while accountable, appears just once. And even then, it isn't referencing the U.S. taking responsibility for anything. Now, in this document, it also said, we have rallied our allies and partners to support Ukraine and hold Russia accountable for its aggression and to rise to compete with China. It is hard to imagine the United States would have been able to lead the response to these challenges as successfully, especially in the resource-intensive way that it has, if U.S. forces remained in Afghanistan today, unquote. Kirby, meanwhile, insisted to reporters that Biden was intent on ending the 20-year U.S. war in Afghanistan even before taking office, while also blaming Trump for promising the Taliban that the withdrawal would take place. Kirby also downplayed images seen worldwide of desperate Afghans attempting to hold on to the outside of departing planes before falling to their deaths. For all this talk of chaos, well, let's just play exactly what John Kirby said. This is John Kirby, in his words, talking about the withdrawal. Listen to this.
And so for all this talk of chaos, I just didn't see it, not from my perch. At one point during the evacuation, there was an aircraft taking off full of people, Americans and Afghans alike, every 48 minutes, and not one single mission was missed. So I'm sorry, I just won't buy the whole argument of chaos.
So the images and the video of Afghans clinging onto the plane to get on board, losing their grip and falling to their death, that's not chaos, that's... What is it, Kirby? What is it? It's partisan. It's partisan politics. I'm tired of it. And again, the reporters who quizzed Kirby in the briefing room were denied the opportunity to question Biden as he left Washington to go to his house in Delaware, I think it is. White House staff generally deconflicts such events so they won't overlap and divide the press corps' attention. Biden's motorcade left the White House more than 2 hours ahead of schedule with no formal word of the change being given to the media. The media, just so you know, knows everything, essentially, where Biden's going at what time. Now, in a twist, the president also did not board the Marine One helicopter on the South Lawn, which would have forced him to walk past waiting pool reporters. Instead, he took a motorcade from the front door of the White House to nearby Fort McNair. A White House spokesperson told reporters that Biden chose not to use the South Lawn because of preparations for the White House Easter egg roll on Monday, almost a week away. That's a lame excuse. The president plucked a flower from the ground, possibly a dandelion, according to a pool report, and presented it to First Lady Jill Biden. But he didn't take questions from the small daily press pool that witnessed the helicopter boarding at the military installation in Southwest D.C. As Biden flew away, CBS News radio reporter Steve Potnoy asked Kirby when the commander-in-chief would take questions about the findings. Kirby deflected that he wasn't aware of current plans and sidestepped questions about whether Biden had any regrets for his decisions and actions leading up to the withdrawal. Though the NSC document admitted that as late as May 2021, the assessment was still that Kabul would probably not come under serious pressure until late 2021 after U.S. troops departed. It failed to label the fall of Afghanistan as an intelligence failure. I don't know what else it could be. There's not a single operation that ever goes perfectly according to plan, Kirby said. Things happen. Sometimes the enemy gets a vote. Not sure what that means. Instead, the false intelligence was used as an excuse in the report for the Biden administration's ill-preparedness to conduct evacuations with the Taliban in control of Kabul. The NSC report mentioned, faced with these circumstances, President Biden undertook a deliberate, intensive, rigorous, and inclusive decision-making process. It went on to say that the departing Trump administration had left the Biden administration with a date for withdrawal, but no plan for executing it. Pressed on the amount of finger-pointing in the report, Kirby said that the document's purpose was to provide our perspectives of what happened and lessons learned. This effort, this document, isn't about accountability today, he said. It's about understanding. Now, as you can imagine, Trump jumped on Truth Social Media, saying, These morons in the White House who are systematically destroying our country, headed up by the biggest moron of them all, hopeless Joe Biden, have a new disinformation game they are playing. Blame Trump for their grossly incompetent surrender in Afghanistan. I watched this disaster unfold just like everyone else. I saw them take the military first, give $85 billion of military equipment, allow killing of our soldiers, and leave Americans behind. Biden is responsible. No one else. And he's absolutely right. Representative Michael McCaul, a Republican out of Texas, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, slammed Kirby's comments as disgraceful and insulting. President Biden made the decision to withdraw and even picked the exact date. He is responsible for the massive failures in planning and execution, McCaul said. It is unfortunate it took my subpoena threat to prompt the administration to finally provide the classified after-action reports from the Afghan withdrawal. He went on to say, I look forward to reviewing the report and call upon the administration to declassify as much as possible for the American public. Finally, Congress must be given access to the full and complete record of documents from the withdrawal in order to get the answers on why the withdrawal was such a disaster. This is exactly the Democrats' plan. They fail miserably, and what do? They did it when Obama took office. He destroyed the economy. It was a purposeful destruction. And what do? They blamed Bush. Now, granted, Bush did no help. He did not help our economy. Bush is not the great president that a lot of you think he is. He's a warmonger. He was involved in 9/11, or his dad was, I should say. His dad and him, I don't know. But anyway, this is their playbook now. Blame Trump. Blame Trump. Just like Trump said, that's their new agenda. Blame Trump. It amazes me how many liberals that, A, are listening to the show, but B, believe everything this report said. This is a partisan hack job. They had no intention of finding the truth. Their whole point was to blame Trump. The report said Trump didn't give them a way to evacuate. That's not his job. He's not in office. That's your job. And you failed miserably. And to cover it up, you blame the guy that is no longer in office. It's not his job. You have the quote-unquote best and brightest in the military. Where were they? Where were they? Because everybody knows you do not take the military out first. I've never been in the military. I know that. Until this country can get over the partisan politics where you just toe the party line, and this goes for both sides. This isn't just Democrats. You toe the party line. Regardless of the truth, you always spin it to where it makes the other side look bad. Until we get beyond that, we have no hope. There is a huge disconnect between the government and the people. The people are seeing. I mean, this did more than to show the people. This did more. This report did more to show the people how corrupt and how moron. Donald Trump called them morons, and that's exactly what they are. How moronic this Biden administration is. There's no way this is Trump's fault. But we have Democrats out there. The media is all over this thing. Yep, Trump's fault. Trump's fault. I mean, I don't know how the members of the media sleep at night. Well, they probably sleep on a bed of money because they're being paid off by the Democrat Party. But anyway, where are their consciences? They know this is an out-and-out hack political hit job. They know that. But they're still going to perpetuate the lie. They're still going to tell you, yeah, this is all Trump's fault. You don't have to be a Republican to see this is not Trump's fault. Joe Biden was, I remember, right after it happened, I think it was Jen Psaki at the time, was saying Joe Biden picked the time, picked the date, picked how it was going to happen. And now, well, we were never getting given any evacuation plans by the Trump administration. I wouldn't have given them to you either. Hey, this is your circus, baby. You run it how you want. And they ran it, and they're running it into the ground. I don't know about you, but I am so tired of the partisan politics. When I was growing up, you had partisan politics, but nothing like this. It was not uncommon for the Republicans to, every once in a while, jump over the aisle and side with the Democrats and vice versa. Now, if you do that, listen, the lady, the senator from North Carolina that just switched party and basically gave the Republicans a veto-proof majority in that state, she came out and said, listen, the reason I'm leaving is if you are not 150% aboard the progressive socialist agenda that these Democrats now are perusing and using, they will ostracize you. They will call you out. You basically are abandoned by this party, and that's what's happening. You go against the company or the policy, the party line. You're done. You're no longer a Democrat. And it doesn't need to be like that. It shouldn't be like that because that takes away our rights. It takes away what is best for us. We have a congresswoman here in our state that has voted party line, party line, party line, Alyssa Slotkin. She says she's one of the most nonpartisan government officials in Washington. That's not the case. Her people in her district that she is supposed to be representing are not being represented because she's afraid to go against the Democrat Party. This is what happens when the Democrat Party or any party gets too much control. They get power hungry and they don't want to lose that power. And be it Republican, they're definitely going to take out. But if you are a Democrat and you don't follow that line, you'll be taken out also. That is the state of America, and it needs to change. That'll be the show this week, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Go to the Paranormal Patriot podcast page on Facebook. Like it, share it, comment on it. Send me show ideas. The ParaP Podcast on Twitter. Follow it. Thank you for joining me this week. We'll be back next week. Again, send me those show ideas. You've been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week.